Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Keeping God First. There is much in life that competes for our attention, but there is one who wants to be first before anything else. And when we make Jesus the center, everything gets better. Be encouraged today as Joyce shares how we can pursue God first and grow a deep, satisfying relationship with Him. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
I'd like you to go to Jeremiah chapter 17. We're going to keep God first, aren't we? I like these messages. I just preach to myself and make myself happy. Boy, these scriptures have ministered to me so many times over the years. And back in the days when I was still trying to break a lot of these habits of leaning on other things and being independent, I would go to these scriptures over and over and over and over again. Verse 5 starts out, Jeremiah 17, 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed with great evil is the strong man who trusts in and relies on frail man, making weak human flesh his arm, and whose mind and heart turn aside from the Lord. He shall be like a shrub or a person naked and destitute in the desert, and he shall not see any good thing come to him. But he will dwell in the parched places in the wilderness. That means everything in your life will be dry and in an uninhabited salt land. So what's God telling us we're going to get if we run to people and put people before him? A lousy life. But most blessed is the man who believes and trusts and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river, and it shall not see and fear when heat comes. This is so awesome because it's saying if you go to God first and you put God first place in your life, you can have serious trouble and you won't even feel the effects of it. Because you'll be like a tree that's planted by the river that has deep roots. See, we're supposed to get rooted and grounded in God. We're supposed to have deep roots in God. So the storms of life cannot just blow us one way and the other and toss us to and fro. But we're firmly planted in God. We know what we believe. We know who we believe. We know who we trust in. We know God is faithful. We know God will come through. And so we've become that person that Romans 8 talks about that says, right in the midst of all of these things, you are more than a conqueror. You know what more than a conqueror is? It means before the battle ever even really gets heated up, you already know who's going to win. And you just say, devil, go ahead and take your best shot. This may not be much fun. It may be a challenge for me to get through, but God is on my side. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And I can tell you right now, devil, you mark it down in your book. When we get to the end of this, I'm going to have the victory and you're going to be defeated. We're afraid of a whole lot of things that we shouldn't be afraid of. And one of the things we don't ever need to be afraid of is trouble. Because he's our hiding place. He's our high tower. He's our refuge and our fortress. A present help in time of need. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He doesn't want us to be people pleasers. If pleasing the people mean that we're not going to please God and obey him, then we have to say no to the people and yes to God. I would rather not have one person on this earth than to end up without God. Amen? I love you and I need you, but I can do without you if I have to. I cannot do without God. Go to Matthew 10. I believe it just blesses the Lord that you're all here on a Saturday morning studying the Word, listening so intently, trying to find out how to live your lives where you can glorify God. Do you know how much this blesses the heart of God? I tell you, I want God to be proud of me. Don't you want God to be proud of you? You know, see, I want him to look at me and say, that's my girl. Amen? And that's what he's saying this morning when he looks at you. Yeah. That's my girl. That's my guy. Look at him down there. Hungry for the word. You could be watching cartoons and eating Krispy Kremes. And here you are, studying the Word of God. You're like Jesus when they tried to get him to eat. I have meat to eat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of my Father who sent me. These scriptures, you know, what I'm getting ready to read you, sometimes you just got to go. Verse 37, Matthew 10. He who loves and takes pleasure in father or mother more than in me is not worthy of me. And he who loves and takes more pleasure in son or daughter more than in me is not worthy of me. You don't even put your family ahead of God. You don't put your job ahead of God. You don't put your friends ahead of God. You don't even put your ministry ahead of God. And boy, do people get that all mixed up. Well, you know what God told me a long time ago? He said, listen, Joyce, this is your job, just like you were an engineer. This is your job. This is what I've given you to do in the earth. But you have to maintain a personal relationship with me just like anybody else who's got a job. See, I have to not only seek God to bring you something, I have to seek God for myself. When I'm seeking God to preach, that's my job. Are you here today? But I got a life that I've got to maintain. I've got to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. I have to be behind closed doors what I tell you to be from the pulpit. And just because I'm studying to preach to you doesn't mean I'm going to be able to do it behind closed doors if I don't also study for me. And people in ministry are very guilty of this. They get it all mixed up. And they think because they go to the prayer meeting at church to pray for the needs of the church, that's their prayer time. Well, what about you? What happens when you're so busy in ministry that you're falling apart? And it happens all the time. The Lord told me one time, he said, oh, you're so proud of yourself that you work for me. The only problem is you don't spend any time with me. Do with it what you want to. If you put your mom or your dad ahead of him, if you put even your children ahead of him, then he said, you're not worthy of me. You're not worthy of me. He who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Things that we own can pull us away from God. Our career, our job can pull us away from God. Making money is not the most important thing in your life. Hello? Getting ahead and having one as big as all your friends is not the most important thing in your life. You'd be better off to live in a smaller house and keep your priorities right than to get your priorities out of line just to have a bigger house. Come on now. We all trying to live the American dream. You know, everybody can succeed, but you got to be careful that it don't turn into the American nightmare. More. Keep God first in your life. You know what, today it just seems like so often it requires two people working to support a family. And I'm certainly not against women working. But I will tell you, sometimes when I see a woman who makes a decision to stay home, even though it means they are not even going to come close to having what other people have, sometimes you have to do it because you can't live if you don't. It's that bad sometimes. But if it's a choice between taking care of your family and having some sanity or just having a bigger house, you might want to consider just putting first things first. There's always time to get the house a little bit later. Because we all know that part of what's wrong with our society today is kids are raising themselves. Amen? Don't you ever say, I'm just a mother. Don't you ever say, I'm just a mother. Don't you ever say, I'm just a mother. You are a mother. That is the most awesome job on the face of the earth. Amen? Don't let money dictate to you, and don't let money control you. God's got more ways of getting money to you than through a paycheck. Making money is not the most important thing. Mark 4 talks about the deceitfulness of riches. and how the cares of this world pull us away from the Word. And then even though you come here, and maybe you come and you take 3 days to be in this seminar, and you've got the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. But you know what? If you go out of here and you don't put God first place in your life, the cares of this world will choke the Word out of you that you got, and for all intent and purposes, you wasted your time coming. This is not all up to me. I've done my part. I'll tell you what, by the time this thing's over in about 15 minutes, you will have gotten the best of what I've got. And when I leave, I won't have anything left, and I'll have to spend tomorrow replenishing. And I am grateful to do that. It's what God's called me to do, and I love it. But you've got to go home now and do your part. You know, one of the men that Jesus set free, I think he had a bunch of demons. He was so impressed with what Jesus did in his life. He was so impressed with the fruit of the seminar that he just wanted to go follow Jesus. I'm sure some of you have been touched so much this weekend, you just think, oh man, I'm just going to follow her from town to town. I want to go to work for her. Well, you know what Jesus said to this guy? Go home. Go home and show them. He didn't even say tell them. He said, go home and show them what great things I have done for you. And you know what I'm telling you? Go home now and live it out. Amen? Go home and show people there's a change in you. Go home and walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Go home and readjust your priorities. Go home and get God first. You know, I think if every one of you don't go home and make some kind of change, you've missed the point this weekend. You're going to have to go home and look at what you're doing with your time, and you're going to have to prune off some stuff that's not bearing any fruit. You're going to have to learn to say no to some of the people that want you to do a bunch of stuff that you should have dropped off a long time ago because it's already driving you crazy and stealing your joy. But you just don't want to offend them. Well, you know what? If they're that easily offended, they're going to find a reason next year or the year after to get offended anyway, so you might as well go ahead and just offend them now. And you know what? If people want to control me, they're not my friends. If I can't say to somebody, you know what? I need to not do this because I need that time to spend with God, and if that person gets mad, then what kind of a friend are they if they're trying to hurt my relationship with God so they can have what they want? A sport or a hobby can take you away from God. Entertainment can take you away from God. Don't be devoted to God only in hard times. Now, this is such an important section of this teaching. Don't be devoted to God just in hard times. It is so amazing how people can turn the television off, say no to their friends, and I mean seek God when they've got a disaster going on. But what happens as soon as God solves your problem?
Thanks for listening. God has an amazing plan and purpose for our life. It's greater than we can imagine, and it all begins with putting Him first. When we keep Jesus first, we enjoy more peace, receive His direction, and He even helps us enjoy ourselves and those around us. So if we want to truly enjoy our everyday life, let's begin pursuing the one thing that matters most. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of Enjoying Everyday Life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can at times be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with everyday study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.